Welcome to the Joseph Campbell Audio Collection. This talk is called Mythic Literature. It is the second talk in the series entitled Man and Myth. And now, Joseph Campbell.
Thank you very much, Dr. Astman. I want to begin by expressing my pride and gratitude for the invitation to speak to this beautiful community. I've been here now less than a day, been tremendously impressed, beautifully entertained. But the thing that interests me most is that I have been invited to come and preside at the inauguration of the president, the new president, that is to say, to take part in a ritual festival. And the whole transformation, you might say, of what in older times would have been an extremely formidable occasion into something as human and friendly as this is something that speaks well for the future of our world, you might say, because I'm completely convinced that we have to have rituals, that life, the living of life, is itself a ritual act. And particularly when one is assuming a role in the society, that he should dismiss his personal character and move into the transpersonal role, leaving his personal prejudices, his personal predilections, and so forth behind, and acting then as the vehicle for a new life, you might say, for himself, which is going to be not only his life, but in some sense or other, the community's life, college's life, country's life, the world's life. I think one can say that the whole function of mythology is to present images to individuals that will give them roles to play, and to play them in the way of play. And when I this moment had the pleasure of meeting your fine new president, President Peyton, I saw a man who did know how to play, and he would play this role. And believe me, the person who plays the role does a better job than the one who thinks he's it. There's a wonderful secret about action, whether it's in the playing of roles or in the participation in athletic events, or playing a piano. If you're all in it totally, you're going to be clumsy. You have to have a certain distance. You have to have the willingness to risk mistakes, to risk failure, and to be in action from a center. And this whole business of relating an outer context to an inner center is the function of mythology to help us solve, to help us play into. This gives us a certain distance from our role and also enables us to appreciate the role of somebody on the other side of the court. If you're in an athletic event and you think you've simply got to win or the world's going to fall, you're not going to be much of a help to anybody. And I think this is true also in playing our social roles and in representing our philosophies and the values that we stand for. There are always opposite values on the other side of the fence. And if you are playing it, it's going to be a much more human and genial and successful life that you will be leading.